It's Like a Virgin Month
with Abby and Tyrone.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great. They're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them. It's like a Virgin Month.
On Drive with Abby and Tyrone.
We are absolutely delighted to be in the studio right now for her first ever Like a Virgin. It is OK Lou. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Thank you.
It's lovely having you in Australia. It is your first time in Australia, and I saw at your shows you were mentioning you had met some of the wildlife, the bats and the bin chickens.
Yes.
How's that been?
Bin chicken, poor creatures.
Yeah.
They deserve more.
Yeah,
than
they get a bad
name.
A bad rep, they get.
Well, yeah. I think they're probably like pigeons in Paris. Mm. That would be the equivalent.
There's something to them. I agree. And I think it's a good sign of a person when they have some empathy for the bin chicken.
Yes.
I think it's a good tell.
Has anything surprised you about being here in Australia?
Well, sorry to rumble, but the bats actually, it's kind of crazy how big they are. But otherwise, the air, the temperature, it's more humid than what I thought it would be.
Mm.
And because it's hot and humid, it reminds me a bit of Morocco, Casablanca, when I went there.
It's a beautiful compliment comparing Australia to Morocco.
It's probably just the weather, the only comparison to Morocco we have. Not much else.
Speaking of maybe the heat, you've said that there is a fainting curse at your shows and that at about 95% of them, someone will faint during a ballad. Tell us more about that. What are we going to do about this curse?
Honestly, I don't know what's happening. It's so weird to me, but I swear that at many of my shows, it happens. Like, I have to stop. I'm like, okay, I'm stopping the song, and we wait for the medics to come help people. But I don't know what's going on.
Is it one particular song, or is it just
no? It's really random. Just like, we'd have to ask the people.
The people. Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you taking me?
It doesn't help that it's random as well, you know? If it was one song, you'd know maybe it's coming, but...
Yeah, exactly.
You just don't know that it's coming. I mean, have you ever had sort of maybe a similar experience to a show that you've attended as an audience member?
You mean fainting?
Yeah. Or maybe like about to faint?
No, not really. Like, it's... No, never.
Are you someone who's trying to get into the pit of the crowd, or are you kind of standing back? What kind of person are you at the show?
Oh, that's a great question. I think it depends on the age. Mm. When I was younger, I would definitely try to go in the front or inside of it to like feel everyone crushing me and put myself in danger with all the men in the crowd. That's like 15 years ago. That was definitely worse than today. But now I'm definitely the one to stay a bit outside. I love to have my space.
Mm.
I really do. So,
yeah. At the end of your shows, I've loved seeing that you sort of hang around, you hug your fans, you get to spend a bit of time with them as well, and they give you gifts. I mean, what's the best thing that you've been given post-show?
Oh, that's a hard question because there is so many amazing things. Letters, of course. Also demos from people, like musical. Yeah. They give me like CDs and stuff. USB drawings, paintings, prints, like designs. One big like flag with like handmade drawings on it. That was so nice. It's great. I keep everything in. Like, I have one bag per album of like gifts and souvenirs from fans. It's one of the most precious thing I own, I guess.
That's really special. Now, it is right about time for us to get into the original. You are here, of course, for Like a Virgin, OK Lou. Could you reveal to us which song of yours you're going to be performing?
Yes, I choose to perform Viscous.
Yes. I am very excited by this choice. I mean, it's a collaboration with FKA Twigs. How do you feel about performing it alone?
Well, to be fair, this version of Viscous was a version that I been doing live even before she actually worked on the track.
Oh, wow.
It's a version that I was doing live when the track was actually not even done. I really had just the chords and the melody lines and the lyrics. So I took that version back to play today.
Well, we are excited to hear what it sounds like in the Like a Virgin studio, taking on the original Viscous. It is OK Lou, take it away.
Few steps in the backyard, play one foot at a time. Only rays of sunshine can be catching me off guard. The turning in my mind travels to my viscous with the stories before mine. All the homes that I've known I made a before in a pipe. All the sheds and castles created a view. I get lost so deep inside me in the start or in the ending. Last is my beginning. I'm full of life but I'm starving. Crowding, I guess I thought the sunshine would be enough for something.
What an absolute treat. In the Leica Version studio, it is OK Lou performing her original Viscous. It is truly one of my favourite songs of yours, so an absolute treat to have it performed for us here. How did you feel about the version that you performed for us today?
I feel great because Yusibel is a more ballad version of the song, and I just love to perform tracks in their ballad versions because it's so comfortable.
Yeah, I saw, I think, a video of you in, it might have been Berlin performing this one, because as you were saying before, you had performed it while you were pregnant, and you were pregnant and you were kneeling and playing the piano. I mean, is that where you're like most comfortable, is you in front of the piano?
It's my comfort zone, definitely. I've been doing this for as long as I can remember, so it's really one of the best ways for me to get in my zone, really having my hands on the keyboards and... Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any reason why you wanted to perform Viscous today for your original?
Because I wanted to play an instrument, actually. Mm. I don't really like to do performance where I just sing, because I, you know, it's not a show with the lights and the videos, so I want to give more than just me like sitting there with my auto-tune. I don't know.
Now, you've said that the main inspiration for this song was the tummy aches that you would have as a child. Tell us about that.
So there are many subjects. I think in this song, I started writing the lyrics with Casey MQ, my co-producer. And that was one of the theme. I wanted to talk about like that kind of schizophrenia of wanting to be really in tune with what happens with your body. But also sometimes you're kind of, you can be trapped in your own, somatic feelings. I think it's just an attempt to try to explain that schizophrenia about like, wanting to be attentive, but also trying to take some distance sometimes,
Yeah, not worship too much.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Okay, Lou here with us in the Laika Version studio. We are going to very soon find out what Okay, Lou will be covering. The clue, of course, being that it is a song named after an athlete. So if you have any guesses, 0439-757-555, get in touch. But stick around. We're going to see what that song is very soon.
It's Laika Version Month
with Abby and Tyrone.
Before Laika Version and after Laika Version is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written, and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them. It's like a Version Month.
On Drive with Abby and Tyrone.
It is Abby and Tyrone with you. Underway with Like a Version, we are joined in the studio by OK Lou, who very soon is going to be getting into her cover. The clue, of course, a song named after an athlete. Your guesses are coming through on the text line. Before we get to the cover, though, you told us that you'd gotten into gaming recently and that you had the Nintendo Switch and you were playing it backstage at Laneway as well. If your album soundtracked a game, what type of game do you think it would be?
Well, the easy answer for me would be like a fantasy kind of, Many times I've been, like, people talk about, I see comments and stuff like, oh, it sounds like it could be on Zelda and stuff. I've never even played Zelda. I'm planning on it because I know it's available on the Switch, even though it's €60. But yeah.
I feel like I can already imagine the colors, and I've been loving the colors that this album has, the aesthetic. Everything is this blue, gray, silver. I feel like I right now am even sort of in a choking off sort of color palette. But where did those colors initially come from? When did they first appear for you?
Well, that's a great question for me to shout out my partner, who is actually also my artistic director, Gilles Garbi. He's a director. And we have been working on the entire look of everything together. I guess I came up with very random references. What stood up from all of these references, I guess, was the kind of homemade, also very 2000s, grainy picture of things, like very saturated at times. And then eventually, I drifted naturally also towards that color blue. Honestly, I wouldn't even be able to say why. I just, it's one of the things that I like when I work on pictures and videos and all of this compared to music is that I'm not an expert in this field. So for me, it's really like a game. I'm like, really, I feel very free to not overthink my choices and like not trying to conceptualize anything, which feels very freeing because it's absolutely not the case with the music. I'm like, but yeah.
Yeah, I love how that sort of that feeling, that idea from you has sort of turned this into a world as well that that fans are absolutely loving. I want to continue the shout outs with a shout out to your guitarist, who his guitar is shooting lasers, babe.
Yeah.
It's shooting. Where did that idea come from?
Well, your questions are amazing because I get to talk about my team, and that's really great because that's what a project is made of, and thank you for putting light on them. This idea of the laser, it actually comes from Alexon, who's working on all the scenographic aspect. Because we've worked together with the past in the past, I've been able to give him like free. I'm just like
free. Yeah, you free go rain? Off and you do it yourself. Yeah.
You just do whatever. Like obviously we like I also shared like references and stuff, but he was the one to really have like all the ideas about everything.
That's awesome.
He came back with a laser
guitar, and we were like, "Yes, of course."
You said free reign. He came back with a laser guitar. How good's that?
It's amazing. Okay, Lou, in the studio with us, about to perform her cover for Like a Virgin. All today, we have been giving you the clue that it is a song named after an athlete, and I think it's about time for you to reveal the song that you'll be covering.
Yes. So I choose "Hey There, Delilah."
Did you know the backstory of this song?
Well, actually, when I chose that song, I was like, okay, let's do some research. Like, who's that girl?
Who is Delilah?
Who is Delilah?
And I was really glad that it's actually a real person, and it's really nice.
Yeah, for those who don't know, the frontman of Plain White Tees wrote the song about a runner named Delilah DiCrescenzo, aka, which, you know, leads to the clue. It's named after an athlete. Why was this the song you wanted to cover for Like a Virgin?
Well, because I really wanted to do a guitar voice thingy. And originally, I wanted to be the one to play the guitar just because I love to do that. I ended up not doing it because when I started rehearsing 2 days ago, I realized that I couldn't learn the part because my nails are a bit too long and I didn't want to cut them. I didn't want to trim them up. It's the first time I'm actually having like real nails growing up. I'm like, no.
Yes. Luckily, there's other instruments though that you can play.
So that's why I called my tour management and was like, can we have a cello in there? Because I can play the cello with these fingers. So there's that. And I choose Hey There, Delilah because I loved that track when it got released. Like I was maybe 13 or 14. I would play it at like music schools, little shows, you know, at the end of the year. And I think it's beautifully written. The melody is fantastic. Yeah.
Well, we can't wait to hear your take on the Plain White Tees. Hey There, Delilah. Okay, Lou, in the studio for Like a Virgin, taking on her cover. Let us know your thoughts. 0439757555. But okay, Lou, please take it away.
Hey there, Delilah, what it's like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty as you do. Times Square can shine as bright as you, I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen, close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 What you do to me. Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take a breath away, I write it all. More in love with me, you'd fool. We'll have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 Without sounds pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just love alone, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through the world, we'll never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and I'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
Rendition for Like a Version. Okay, Lou, taking on the Plain White Tees, Hey There, Delilah. It was absolutely stunning. The texts are flooding in on 0439 757 555. What a treat to see you on the cello and singing. Do you get the chance to do that very often?
No.
No.
So basically, it's been like 4 years that I didn't play the cello. And wow. I entered the studio earlier. I was like, guys, it might really not work at all, like, because it's really, really hard to play the cello and sing at the same time, because
yes.
you don't have frets, so you have to be in tune
and precise, like,
and precise.
Yeah.
Without having played for 4 years, I was kind of, I don't know, I was like, why did I put myself in this situation? But eventually, it was fine.
Yeah.
I wish maybe in the future I get some time to go back to it.
Before we let you go, you have a massive year ahead. You're going to be playing Coachella for the first time since 2022. How are you feeling about that?
I feel very happy. Coachella, it's one of the biggest festivals maybe in the world. But I don't anticipate it any differently than any other show, to be really honest. And festivals are always a bit tricky for us because it's such a different technical approach to the show. It's you know, the conditions are really different, so I actually usually like try to go to festivals knowing that in terms of performance and the show, it can be a bit underwhelming because you don't have like all your assets. I don't know how it will be, but I don't put my expectations too high to not like be like, oh my God.
Yeah, it has to be perfect. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So I actually feel pretty chill about it because you have to.
We have OK Lou here with us on Triple J. She performed her first ever Like a Version for Like a Version Month, covering the Plain White Tees, Hey There, Delilah. But for now, OK Lou, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Thank you.